This is KUT. The water utility for the city of Austin is hosting a meeting this afternoon to look at how we pay for water. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, it's part of a process that could lead to rate hikes in the future.
Austin Water conducts what it calls a cost of service rate study every 7 years or so. The meeting today is of the Public Involvement Committee for that process. It looks at different groups of ratepayers, single-family homes, multifamily buildings, businesses, and reviews how those groups are charged for water. Joseph Gonzalez is a budget and finance manager with Austin Water.
We use the results of the cost of service study as the basis for our rate determination and proposed rates as part of the annual budget process.
So basically, the study sets the formula for any potential rate hikes. And Bill Moriarty, chairman of the Austin Water and Wastewater Commission, thinks hikes are probably inevitable.
I expect that for the next several years, we'll see continuing mid-single-digit type rate increases.
One reason, he says, Austin needs to pay back the money it spent on a new water treatment plant completed a couple years ago. Another reason, the city wants to continue encouraging conservation by charging people that use a lot of water more money.
And actually, Austin has gotten so good at pricing their water in that way and sending that strong conservation signal through their pricing that actually they saw people really respond in the upper tiers of use.
But that response has a downside. Charlene Lurig chairs a task force on long-term water planning for the city.
Once they actually started responding, we weren't meeting our financial targets. And so that's kind of that delicate balancing act.
Like Moriarty, Lurig agrees more rate hikes are likely for at least some groups of ratepayers. But Joseph Gonzalez with Austin Water says it's not a foregone conclusion.
Although our costs do increase annually, you know, to the extent that we can improve our efficiency, improve operationally, that doesn't necessarily mean that rates have to increase at that same rate.
The Public Involvement Committee meeting meets at 4 p.m. this afternoon at Austin Water's Waller Creek Center on East 6th Street. You can also leave a comment on rates at the Austin Water website if you can't make the meeting. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.